Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Boy, what a week this has been. This has been a good week for Big Al to be locked up inside his house, not because of the COVID, but because of the really, really, I would have to say, terrible weather. I mean, it's terrible if you like 18 degrees and snow and ice. It's not terrible, but that's what we've had, and it's kept me in the house virtually all week. So I have been Mr. Observant of everything that's going on politically this week. Let's start out. Got Jimmy with me, obviously. Jimmy, let's start out. Let's talk about Biden's speech down in Atlanta. Now, he got some terrible reviews from people who normally are kind of switching over to his point. Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal said Biden's Georgia speech is a break point. And Mark Lewis in the Daily Beast said Joe Biden was forced to be less divisive than Trump and he's failing miserably at it. I watched the speech. I kind of watched a lot of the fallout that came from the speech on the various networks. Nobody said that Joe Biden did a good job. The guy came up, basically they wanted to change the way, the purpose of the speech was for Biden and the Democrats to change the way the voting was carried on in the United States, specifically the way that the votes were counted. And you know what? Thank the Lord it didn't work. Comments from you, Jimmy?
Joe Biden has had a very, very bad week. And this speech yesterday really just kind of put the nail into the coffin of the week of absolute failure after failure after failure. Well, I will say the Supreme Court breaking down his mandate actually hurt him quite a bit as well later in the day. But the big issue with the speech, Joe Biden, the entire speech was very loud, very aggressive, and yep, basically splitting the country, dividing the country into two groups, calling those people that do not support the Democratic agenda to basically to stop in the use of states using voter ID, mm-hmm, of allowing mail-in ballots, allowing vote harvesting, basically taking control, federal control of all of state responsibilities for voting. And he says he actually made the comment, the ridiculous comment, that if you supported that, you were not on the side of Lincoln, you were on the side of Jefferson Davis.
Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous, Jimmy.
Well, and here's what's really bad about this. And what amazes me that their advisors, like, you know, Joe Biden is not writing these speeches. He has policymakers and advisors that, mm-hmm, are writing these speeches for him. He's repeating them. And somebody said, hey, be aggressive, be strong. It's almost like they were trying to undermine his credibility, because the reality is over 70% of the electorate supports voter ID. So to come out and make that statement, he's trying to either shift somebody's mental views or hoping that, in fact, that would give some leverage. But more importantly, it's really creating an absolutely ridiculous argument for the Democrats coming into the 2020 election. And I think, right, I think it's really, really just bad policy and bad decision making on whoever's advising him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I think that actually, I don't know how this is going to fare for the 24 election. I hope it hurts the Democrats really badly, because what they're trying to do really, really is take over the country. But I suppose that's what every party is trying to do in every election. But they're going about it right now in a way that I think is incredibly detrimental to the country. To change the way that voting is done, from taking it from the state level to the federal level, is absolutely ridiculous. The comments that he made, that I'm just going to repeat some of the things that you said, Jimmy, the comments that he made about comparing a person to a Jefferson Davis supporter versus a Abraham Lincoln supporter, talking about Jim Crow, bringing the Jim Crow concept into the speech as many times as he did absolutely nothing but hurt. I think I would be amazed, quite frankly, if Biden even ran for the presidency for a second term. I don't think that's going to happen. I want to get into that in the next segment because I want to talk a little bit about Kamala Harris, who also looked very, very bad this week. I am even more amazed today, Jimmy, at the fact that the Democrats, when I say the Democrats, let me say the handlers, really got Joe Biden in there as a candidate for president and Kamala Harris as a candidate for vice president. I am amazed. They had so many, in my opinion, stronger people that had a lot more common sense than these guys. Maybe they just couldn't be controlled. Maybe that was the reason they were not given the nod. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, the entire Democratic ticket, the primary ticket in 2020 that went before the convention, you had people like Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, absolutely. Buttigieg is ridiculous.
And he's just incompetent as transportation secretary right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had Elizabeth Warren, who's far, far to the left and would not be supported by either, minority groups or just middle American Democrats. You had, she's definitely a progressive, and she's also quite bitter person. You had Bernie Sanders, who is an old admitted socialist,
right?
Who actually runs as an independent, but as a socialist. Those are the key leaders. And then you had people like Kamala Harris, who didn't make it through the California primary with, I think 7% of the vote or something like that. Ridiculous.
Right.
You had Cory Booker, who, out very early. I really don't think they had another candidate that would be strong enough in the minority communities that the Democrats depend on in dense urban areas. And I don't think they had a candidate that actually had the appearance or the history of being a moderate Democrat. And that's what Joe Biden was supposed to be. The moderate Democrat that would put balance back in, take away the animosity from Trump, and stop from dividing us. And what dividing America? Because the argument from the Democrats that Trump was dividing America, of course, was based on Democratic principles, on Democratic policies, on Democratic propaganda efforts supported by the media. So they thought that the leaders inside the Democratic Party, the key players in the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, as well as the big ticket funders, believed that they could control Joe Biden and they could get him through on this fraudulent position of being a moderate. Now he's completely showing his hand that he's really not competent. And then you've got Kamala Harris, who goes on TV for morning show, I think it's Good Morning or the Today Show, and absolutely embarrasses herself without able to answer questions. It's terrible. This is terrible. They're in charge of this, the most powerful nation in the world.
Right after the commercial break, Jimmy, we don't have to break quite yet. We're getting pretty close, though. But I will say right after the commercial break, I very, very definitely want to talk about the situation with Kamala Harris. I watched her in numerous interviews this past week, and no, she looks very, very bad. I don't want to talk about her body language. I just have to say her facial expressions look incredibly, incredibly bad. I think she has just about given up the ghost of being the first female or the first black president of the United States. I think she realizes it's not going to happen. I'm starting to think, quite frankly, that when you look at all of the, when you look at Schumer and when you look at Pelosi, etc., I think that they are starting to understand that somebody made a huge, huge mistake in terms of the Biden-Harris ticket. Jimmy, got to take a real quick commercial break. Let's do that real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, back in 30 seconds. Stick around.